This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Shrestha with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli directs ministries and secretaries to forward plans that ensure country's development. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak says government proceeding to make some legal provisions to release fund for post-earthquake relief and rehabilitation is in final stage. World Bank increasing budgetary aid for Nepal and high-stakes Gaza ceasefire and hostage release talks resume in Doha as more than 40,000 people killed in Gaza. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has directed the ministries and secretaries to forward the plans that help bring about development web in the country. During a meeting held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simhadarbha today, Prime Minister Oli viewed it was essential to bring more systematic plans so that people's needs would be addressed. The meeting dwelt on annual progress review, implementation of current budget and programs, and major tasks of government to be carried out within 100 days. The Prime Minister also directed all concerned to effectively enforce Digital Nepal framework, supply pure goods, foods to people, ensure vocational training, agricultural tools and other essentials to farmers and utilize the available resources. On the occasion, Chief Secretary Leela Devi Garthola shared that performance agreement would be signed between the Prime Minister and ministers soon, incorporating the main activities and milestone based on the presented review and plan. The government has shown activeness in formulating budget and programs implementation plans since the beginning of the current fiscal year. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has asserted that the government has prioritized moving ahead the post-quake reconstruction in an effective way in the affected areas following the earthquake that occurred with epicenter at Jazarkot and Bajang last year. Responding to lawmakers' queries in a meeting of the National Assembly today, Minister Lekhak informed the upper house that the government is proceeding, making some legal provisions as various bodies have released the funds for the post-earthquake relief and rehabilitation. Minister Lekhak said the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has released 3.16 billion rupees to the District Disaster Management Committee Fund, along with equal 50 million rupees for Rukum West and Jazarkot districts for the 85,690 identified beneficiaries. The National Assembly lawmakers welcomed a political understanding on the bill relating to the Transitional Justice Act. In a meeting of the National Assembly today, they also took time to draw the government's attention to the country's latest political developments and problems at the national and local levels. Chairperson of the CPN Maoist Center, Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, has pointed out the need of comprehensive discussions regarding whether to suspend any person or not until the court decides on corruption case. During a discussion on the bill designed to amend Prevention of Corruption Act 2059 in today's meeting of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee under the House of Representatives, Chair Dahal expressed the view that it would be appropriate to amend the act not to repeat the problems seen earlier in this regard. The CPN Maoist Center chair stressed the need of reaching to conclusion by holding discussion whether or not to determine statute of limitation regarding investigation of corruption case. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey has said efforts are on to developing hotel business into an industry of the national priority. Responding to concerns by lawmaker, the Minister Tourism Promotion Programs are being continuously implemented at home and abroad to promote the touristic destination in the country. Speaker of the House of Representatives Devraj Khimire administered the oath of office and secrecy to the newly elected presidents of two parliamentary committees today. The newly elected presidents are Ishwari Devi Nyopane of Parliamentary Hearing Committee and Thakur Prasad Gaire of Monitoring and Evaluation of the Implementation of the Directive Principles, Policies and Obligations of the State Committee. Nyopane is lawmaker from the Nepali Congress, while Gaire is from the CPNUML. The World Bank is going to increase the budgetary aid provided to Nepal. In a virtual meeting held today with Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Vishnu Prasad Paudal, Vice President for South Asia Region of the World Bank, Martin Reza shared about the rise in budgetary assistance. On the occasion, Vice President Reza suggested improvements in areas such as investment environment, economic reforms and employment growth. In response, Finance Minister Paudal said, with a stable government in place, the environment is conducive for more investment and place to work in collaboration to complete the projects on time. Nepal had received $205 million as budgetary aid from the World Bank last fiscal year. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेनमा नि आयो
1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो समझे प्रीपेडको पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिए थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकमको जीएसएम सीडीएमए मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. A woman died on the spot when a speeding truck hit a scooter at Ghatagar in Bhaktapur this afternoon. According to eyewitnesses, the scooter driver was killed on the spot when a truck heading towards Ghatagar from Kosaltar hit the scooter and its rider that was stopped for checking by traffic police. Following the reckless accident, the agitated crowd vandalized the truck and resorted to stone pelting and arson after police intervened to bring the situation under control. The Embassy of India organized a program in the embassy premises to celebrate the 78th Independence Day of India today. The celebrations began with the hoisting of the national flag by the Ambassador of India to Nepal, Naveen Srivastav. Addressing to the nation from President of India, Draupadi Murmu addressed the nation through a video message. The President's message highlighted the progress in various fields in the past 77 years and paid tribute to freedom fighters who led their lives for the independence of India. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Talks on ceasefire and hostage release deal in the Gaza Strip have resumed in Qatar as the number of Palestinians reported killed in the war between Israel and Hamas surpassed 40,000. According to the BBC, an agreement is seen as key to stopping the 10-month conflict spiraling into an all-out regional war involving Iran, but expectations of a breakthrough are low. Hamas has said it will not participate in the indirect negotiations in Doha for now, although mediators are expected to relay messages to the armed group's officials based there. It has called for a roadmap based on a proposal outlined by the US president and has accused Israel's prime minister of adding new conditions, which he has denied. Israeli media report that the country's negotiating team has been given a slightly expanded mandate and cited officials as warning that they consider this the last chance to get a deal. Mediators from the US, Qatar and Egypt face a number of potential sticking points, including control of land along Gaza's border with Egypt and the return of displaced Palestinian civilians to northern Gaza. The talks have been suspended since Hamas political leader and chief negotiator Ismail Haniyeh was assassinated in Tehran at the end of July. The World Health Organization, WHO, has declared the mpox outbreak in parts of Africa a public health emergency of international concern. According to the BBC, the highly contagious disease, formerly known as monkeypox, has killed at least 450 people during an initial outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. It has now spread across parts of Central and East Africa, and scientists are concerned about how fast a new variant of the disease is spreading and its high fatality rate. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the potential for further spread within the Africa and beyond is very worrying. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of all provinces. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Kochi province, Bagmati province, Gandaki province, Lumbini province and Karnali province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli directs ministries and secretaries to forward plans that ensure country's development. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak says government proceeding to make some legal provisions to release funds for post-earthquake relief and rehabilitation is in final stage. World Bank increasing budgetary aid for Nepal. And high-stakes Gaza ceasefire and hostage release talks resume in Doha as more than 40,000 people killed in Gaza. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.